Turkey protested the Netherlands' refusal to allow its officials to enter the country as tensions grew between the two nations. On Saturday, the Netherlands' Prime Minister Mark Rutte blocked Turkish officials from entering the country. The officials wanted to campaign in the Netherlands for a referendum on April 16th. They were hoping to find Turks to vote in the referendum. If passed, the referendum would greatly expand the powers of Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. Turkey said the Netherlands police used disproportionate force against Turkish protesters. And its president, Erdogan, said Nazism is alive in the West and promised to retaliate. After the heated exchange, European Union leaders asked Turkey to avoid statements or actions that worsen the situation. EU spokesman Margaritis Çiğnəs said it was essential to find ways to calm the situation. German Chancellor Angela Merkel, speaking at a news conference in Munich on Monday, said the Nazi comments were completely unacceptable. She also urged Turkey to calm down. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg urged all members of the alliance to show mutual respect, to be calm, and have a measured approach. The Netherlands, meanwhile, issued a travel advisory to their citizens to be alert and avoid gatherings and busy places throughout Turkey. The conflict between the two countries comes as Netherlands is preparing for its own general election on Wednesday. In this election, the right-wing PVV party of Prime Minister Mark Rutte will be competing against the far-right anti-Islam populist Geert Wilders party. Wilders has recently said the Netherlands government should block Turkish ministers from the country until after the election. I'm Phil Dierking.